Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the REN Consolidated Results for 9M07 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instruction will follow at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, press star then zero on your telephone. Just to remind you all that this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to the chairperson, Anna Fernandes. Please begin your meeting, and I will be standing by.
Hello, good morning. I would like to welcome you this morning. I'm joined here in Lisbon by Rui Cartacho, CFO of REN, and we both will be available for your questions. I guess you all have access to the results presentation released yesterday, so probably we should have directly two questions, since there's nothing really relevant other than the presentation we would like to tell you at this point. Okay, so we could go directly to questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to register for questions, press the number one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, to register a question, press the number one on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Gabriela Ramos. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and location.
Hi, good morning. This is Gabriela Ramos calling from Banif Investment. I was wondering if you could give us an idea if you have already decided to include the 40.6 million reverse provision on your dividend distribution. Thank you.
As far as dividends are concerned, there is not any decision taken as yet about the basis of the payout. So the answer is no for the moment.
Okay, thanks.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, press the number one on your telephone keypad. That would be the number one to register for questions. Thank you. Well, we appear to have no further question at this time. I will hand the conference back to you.
Okay. I mean, if you have no questions, great. I think the most controversial part of our results had to do with the trading gains. I mean, we have no news on that, and for prudential reasons, we decided not to account for any commercial gains. We hope to have this matter solved with the regulator between now and, I mean, in the next few days. And as soon as we have something, we will be happy to communicate this to whoever is interested. Okay? If there are no further questions, I would just say goodbye to you all, but maybe there are more questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you do wish to register for a question, press the number one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, that will be the number one to register a question. Our next question comes from the line of Pedro Moraes. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company location.
Hello, it's Pedro Moraes from Banco Espírito Santo in Lisbon. I'd like to, well, my question is regarding the tariff deficit. If there is any kind of developments regarding an eventual reduction of this deficit earlier than expected, namely after the deal between EDP and the government regarding the contract extensions for the hydro plants, which I believe that with the money that the state will receive from that deal, part of it could be, well, delivered to REN in order to reduce the tariff deficit. If you could put some light on that, please. Thank you.
Yes, there are some news on that issue. The regulator has put forward its tariff proposal for 2008, and in their proposal, which is now under public discussion, they included an amount for the prepayment of the tariff deficit of REN. The amount put forward in the proposal of ERSE is 389 million euros. And it, that's the amount that is specifically assigned to Rennes to pay its tariff deficit. 1 week after the delivery of the ERS proposal to the Tariff Council, which is now studying the proposal and which will take a position on the proposal so that ERS may move forward with the definite proposal until the 15th of December, ERS has corrected that figure, which now stays at 460 million euros. So it has corrected the figure. And the new proposal of ERS is 460 million euros. And the idea is to wipe out the projected deficit in the end of 2007 of Rennes. So, if this proposal is approved by the Tariff Council, we will have, by the 15th of December at the latest, an approval of the prepayment of our deficit of the amount of 460 million euros. The payment will take place as soon as the new concession contracts of the hydro producers are signed, which we don't anticipate to happen until the end of the year, because there are several entities involved in the drafting of those new contracts. So we are anticipating to have those contracts signed in the first half of next year. However, the tariffs that are being proposed by ERS already includes the payment of that amount. Okay, so no longer the amortization of the deficit of Rennes is part of the tariffs that are being proposed for 2008.
Thank you for the explanation.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press the number 1 to register it. I repeat, it would be the number 1 to register a question. Once again, if you do have a question at this time, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We appear to have no further question at this time. I will hand the conference back to you. Thank you.
Okay, if there are no further questions, let me thank you all for listening to this conference call. And as always, the IR team is available to answer any questions you may have in the future. Thank you very much. Good morning. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.